Fest Tammuz, Sunday the 6th of July, Dein Arend of Iduna. Three taken, what does it mean to us? This week's Shurim are dedicated by Toraway, Ilinishmos, Naphtali ben Avraham, Gil-Aid Michal ben Ophir, Ayel ben Uri, Yiskarem Elokim, Latova, Mshar, Sadiqa Olam, Hashem Yinakem Damom.
Emuna in Lashkocha Protis means that whatever happens, there's a beginning and there's an end. Everything has a tachlis. There's a cause and there's effect. Whatever happens in our life, we try and trace what caused it, why it was caused, and how to rectify. We either get it right, or we get it wrong, or we don't know. There's three answers to this question. Why did it happen? I know. Got it right. Why did it happen? I know. I got it wrong. Why did it happen? I don't know. We have a major problem here. Something happened, major. Or it became major. Something happened and the whole world got involved, all five continents. Schwer zu sagen, it's just, it happens and we shouldn't think about it. The answer might be, I don't know. It's a good answer. The Briske always to say, I came to Eretz Yisrael, ich hab's always gelernt, etwas. Ich weiß nicht. Till now, there was a, yeah, everyone knew an answer. Ich weiß nicht. Ich weiß nicht. It's always a good answer. It's a genuine good answer. We learned a Gemara recently in the Blatt, in the Daf Yomi. Can't say funny Gemara, I mustn't say that, but interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, Omer Rabami, Bo Yurei, Kamo Gedoilim Baalei Amunah. How great it is to be Ma'amin. Milayin, where do we know it from? Michulda Uboya. Chulda is a wild cat, and Boya is a pit. So Tosfos, there was a Maisa, a very interesting story, about a girl who was going home to her father's house, and she fell in a pit. Nara achas, roitze leilach lebei sevio, boya boya baderech, she fell down in the pit. V'oma, a bocha passed by, looked down, heard a noise, imani elcho, tinoseli, might not be very dignified, but he sees a girl down there, he says, I'll bring you up on condition that you marry me. No shatran here, managed it on his own. All right. Happens and more. And she says, we're willing, mask him. Not enough. Ishovali, I want you to commit yourself, make a shvur. They both swore, I'll marry you, you will marry me, all that. Then they said, me made biodeinu. We need to aid him. If we've organized ever, you organized Tanoim Akadem, we always look for two aidim. They looked here for two aidim. Well, we found one. There was a chulda, there was a cat passing by, and there was a boya, there was a pit down there. Yeah, we've got two good aidim. They'll be made that what we said is genuine. Fine. He pulled up, she went home, he went home, and I don't know whether he forgot about it or he didn't forget about it, she kept the promise and waited for him. Who noso isha acheres? The older Ben, and a boy. Also, Chulda, one day a wildcat came, Venosh Chosei made, bit him and killed him. The older Benacher, second son, Nofel the boy, fell down in the pit, and basically died. Omele Ishta, the wife says, he's the husband, minor, something fishy here. Two unusual things. What's this? A pit and a cat. Oh, yeah, the manzach, I made a shvur a long time ago. She said, we better keep your shvur. Divorce me. Marry her, then it'll be all right. End of story. We like to read a story in Chazal that in our little mind we would like to emulate. Ich habe Sachmol organized Tanoim. I looked for Edim. It's very hard sometimes at Tanoim, Kabbalah's problem. Very hard to find Edim. They usually all Kroihim. We do have a cat sometimes outside. At Khan, I've never invited in, not the cat. And none of the furniture to be able. In fact, if I would invite the cat, I don't think the Bchutonim would be very happy with me either. Listen, Grace Yischaivas. We've got the Yischaivas. They say you learn it. He's telling you, Aloch Lamaisa. A cat. You have to know how to take a message from Chazal. There's a tremendous message here. The message tells you that when something happens, there's a cause beforehand. Why these funny people took these funny edim That's not the Shaila. I can't answer you. But something happened in 10 weeks' time, in a year's time, and you can't trace it. So Chazal, you search and you'll find the trace. You might not always find it. Something funny happened. The limud is that there's something behind it. There was a cat. How and why? Not my business. He made this funny arrangement. Don't learn from him to take the cat as an aid, but learn from him there's a cause and effect. So in our life, we've got things that cause and effect, we have to find the right one. We often find the cause and effect, but we find the wrong one. And it's a cause. Al derech moshel, last week or 2 weeks ago in the parsha, was Parshas Korach. Korach ki yodua, one of his koiches, how he won this great tziba, he made letzonos. Unfortunately, when you mock at something, you get a nice crowd. The best drosha tachasna is always a patron at the end. You try and make a drosha tachasna, if you don't like someone, then the best thing is be mechabedim with tachasna, then you know it's doomed, and people schmooze, and a patron gets away with it. Korach came along and gebatron, made letzonos. One of his stories he told, it was not a meiser. Isho achas almono. Behoi solo shtei bonus, two yesoimus. She buys a field, because she's got no panosa. As she's beginning to plant, they knock on the door. Oh, you want to plant this? Terribly sorry. Zroim blesizra karmacho kilayim. Nothing doing. She changes her plans. She starts plowing, all of a sudden, knock on the door. Careful how you do it. No stop. It works. Things are planted. It's all there. Cohen knocks on the door. Give me truma. Fine. Next, Maisa. Oni. I mean, I know sometimes in Dominic we do get a little push sometimes. We go somewhere along, and after the third or fourth one, we say, listen, enough for today, come tomorrow. But they came along. My Serishin, my Sesheni, my Seoni, Leket, Shikro, Peah, this is Korach talking. The other day she said, look, I can't show you something. I can't anymore. I'll look for another business. She sells a field. She says, I'll buy an animal. Animal produces children. A sheep produces wool. Cholom Kleida. She buys some sheep. I get some children. As a child is born, knock on the door, Mr. Cohen, Bechor is mine. Oh, enough. Oh, at least the wool. As she shears the wool, raises her gaze. First wool is mine. Lost up. I'll eat this up. Epis, chalapochas, I'll have a nice suit. She sells it, she shechts it. Zroya, lechoyayim, akeva. Genug, enough today. Listen, I want you all in cherem. Oh, cherem? You don't have a beshvashi? Cherem belongs to the kohenim. All mine and gone. End the story. So Korach came along, and with everyone smile and laugh, was looked at the Torah's alatsonos. We are aware, probably the only time, Eshtet in Tanakh, the Ransom says, test me if my mitzvahs will bring you results. Ubuchonuni no bezois. Im loye eftach lechem, esarubes hashemayim, varikoizu lechem brochat belidai. Give trumas, give maestras. Do what Eshtet in the Posik, you'll be moedik matzliach. Moedik matzliach. There's time at the end, we can tell you some maestras about people who are in business, of geschwindel, and they lost it. And people who are erlich in business, and they got tremendous, tremendous chafret. So we are aware that this particular story that Korach concocted, he did exactly that, but he managed to persuade the Olam what's the cause and what's the effect. She lost all her money. She remained a poor lady. Why? Because she gave Trumas and Maisas. And because she kept all the time. It sounds beautiful. And there is a cause and effect. It looks like it. But you're wrong. Nishtan Amol, when you trace your cause and your effect, are you right? You have to trace it. That's Emes. The problem is, who's going to help me trace it? When I'm all, this man says, my son has got such a mathematical cop, it must be that he's going to go to university. Sounds good. Whether this cause and this effect is the right one. Might be right, might be wrong. So, thus learn from Zois, Chulda Ubroya. Remember, there's a cause and an effect, and try and trace it. Ad kan, we've got the Shtikel Hakdoma. Now let's move in to what we've got here in this parasha. three boys were kidnapped. Parsha, terrible parsha. Eating his essen, I was sitting by Abraham Kanievsky. The day or two or three after they were kidnapped, was Reinkum Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, a rabbi, gone, Rabbi Yitzchak's brother-in-law. And we were sitting together, and he wanted to get out of Abraham a statement. So he wrote on Parshas Nosef in the Ben Ishchai is a sefer called Oyd Yosef Chai. Oyd Yosef Chai is a sefer, and he brought it along. We read it out in a Venik. Maise Shehoyo, Rabbi Yossi ben Kismo. On the Tanoi. Rabbi Yossi ben Kismo had two children. And one day, one of the Roman Tsar, a Duke of Rome, a high-ranking Roman officer, captured his two children, Gaganov, kidnapped his two children, and took them home. Nothing you can do about it. The Romans ruled the roost. So he decided he'll go along and do a pigeon shoeing. She went along to the Romans' house and said, Dosta Amona, $100, $100, a lot of money, more than a lot of money. He offered a lot of money to be paid his children. And those gelacht sent him packing, as they say, nothing for doing. She went home, and here's a punchline of what we want, v'his ane, v'his palo. He fasted, and he davened. But the Rebbe steht geschickt, steht there, Malach Michor. A tannis tfilis is worth something. The Malach Michor came along, he'll deal with it. He went along to the Tsar, to this Duke's house, and he made him a boichvetok. Very uncomfortable. And he felt tremendously uncomfortable. This boy we took, I think from time to time, especially today, Sunday, after the chants, we all, this man, this man, know what this means. A terrible boy we took, he couldn't move. So his friend said to him, you know, you got a boy we took, the doctors can't help you, could you shepherd this heat? Call him in, and we'll deal with him. So he called the Rabbi Yosef Machisma in, and he said to him, based of us, you give me your mona, give me 100, and I'll give you back the two children. She won't clue, Gabriel. No, no, no. I withdraw my offer. I'm down to 80. He got extremely excited. He threw him out. Nothing to do with you. As he went out, the pains came back. And so this yo-yo dying in the hair, pains on, pains off, went for 50. If you've ever been to one of these auctions, auctions usually go up. This time it went down. Went from 80, went to 50, you see there, and if you've got to say for Oides of Chai, have a look, Pashas Nosse, that's a Kedungin Ahin and Ahia. In the end, he said to him, based of us, take him and go for nothing. Have a Chiyin Zegeven, no, 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 we're past that now, you'll pay me. You've used him and abused him, you pay. The Sof Maaseh was, you have to pay. Achzig, the thing, and he got his child back. End of story. So they were pressing Abraham Kanievsky, give out a statement, whatever Abraham says, he's at the center of the world nowadays, Agon, Abraham, give out a statement, we should all be Tarnis and Filler. Das steht dort in there. In the Ben Ishchai state, what did they do? Tarnis and Filler. We want you to give him, we'll publish it. Er antwortet nicht. Doesn't say a word. And they pressed him. Say the Cholapochus, the father has to do Tarnis and Filler. Er antwortet nicht. He doesn't answer. This is his godless. You can't force him, you can't pressurize him. I need to know the cause, the effect. I can't answer you. There's something here. You found a very nice chazal. You found a parallel. It sounds all right, but I, Reb Chaim, I'm not going to say anything. Of course, Phil is good, but there should be an official statement. I know what was written up there. I don't know. At the same time, a rumor went around Eretz Yisrael about Odom Choshev, very Odom Choshev. He did the Gaon's Goyro. The Gaon's Goyro means there is, from the Vilna Gaon, a method. If you have a problem, a Shver Shaila, you take a Tanakh and you open it up in a certain way. Once, twice, three, unimportant, how and when and where. You count pages, you count chapters, you count psukim, you count letters, you count words. At the end of the day, you come to Posik, and that's the answer to your question. There are endless amount of gewalde. I'll tell you only one, just to show what it means. The Welt sagt, Rabban Kotler, when he fled Europe at the time, and he was in the Far East, and he had a Sophic. Do I go to America, or do I go to Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is a Mokum Torah, America is a Midbar. So Midbar, do I go there? Didn't know what to do. What should the attraction be in Eretz Yisrael? Torah. What can the attraction be in America? Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe was a goal in America. Rav Moshe was an attraction. Do I go to Rav Moshe in America? Or so? He did the Goan's Goyron, and the Posek came. Vayoyim Hashem El Aaron, Leich Likras Moshe Amidbora. Can't do better than that, yeah? So sometimes the Goan's Goyron is spot on, we understand. Sometimes it's not spot on, or sometimes we don't understand. So the Odom Choshim in Eretz Yisrael, he did the Goan's Goyron. So I looked up what he did. He came to the Posik in Shoiftim, Moshtet, Shoiftim Tezvov Yudalad. Who? Shimshon. Bo was taken at Lehi, the place called Lehi, who Plishtim Heiriu Likros. So the Plishtim were after Shimshon's blood, if that's the way to talk it. And the Eden were handing over Shimshon in chains to the Plishtim because they were upset. And the Plishtim were going to deal with him. As they were about to hand him over, Vatitzlach Olov Ruach Hashem. All of a sudden they got the Ruach Mishamayim. Vatiyeno Hoavoisim Asher Alzra Yosov Kapishtim. All of a sudden all the chains became like flax that melted in the fire and he was free. It's the posuk. This is the posuk that went round when I was in Eretz Yisrael. They did a Goan's Goyro and this is what happened to Shimshon. If you'd ask me, a layman, what does this message tell us? It tells us it's going to be free. And we all said, no, I'm a Fushy Goan's girl. The day came 2 weeks later, and we found that this didn't happen. So I picked up the phone, and I rang up this time of Rochum. I said, you made the Goan's girl? Well, yeah. It came to this posik, yeah. Can you translate for me what it means? No, it's a big time of Rochum. I'm not denying it. He said some lomdos which I didn't quite understand, doesn't matter. I hope he understood it, if I can say it correctly. He said, no, doshit only for your telechi. There was telechi, there were chulcharin. I can't answer you what that means. But all I can tell you, Siddharmol, I don't know. Nisht alamol, when you think, I've got it, I've traced it, I'm there, I know exactly what it is, I don't know. With the Goan's Goyo, and with all the help, and with thinking, I can or I can't read it, I don't know. Some time ago, or bit more now than some time ago, I got a call from a big moisset in America. Moinike moisset. The moisset in America makes a dinner once a year, and they always invite a guest of honor, someone who's got a pofund. And Aisha, this is Minig Yoelam. Why don't they invite the Shinora? For various obvious reasons, I didn't explain them out. But they invite an Oisha not only for his own guilt, but his name is there, people like to associate themselves, and they also turn up. They went along to the big Oisha, and they asked him to become guests of honor. He says, I'm not going to make the same mistake as my father-in-law. My father-in-law likes noise, likes his name to be in the paper, likes pictures. He kept on propagating and advertising himself, and he lost all his money. I'm not going to go in his ways. Leave me out of it. I'm not doing it. So Moses said to him, Zamorichon, that's all right. He says, I'll give the money without being the big noise. So very sorry. It's not only your money, but if you are the guest of honor, other people come. You've got no right to be Moichel Mavata on this. Persuasion ahin, persuasion ahair. All right, I'll be guest of honor. Can guest of honor. A few weeks later, he lost all his guilt. So he went complaining. Look what you've done to me. So the voice dragged me up in America. What should I answer him? No, Zokta Terz. Sibbe, Besoybe, Besoybe. So, Chagifek Barav Steinman. Psh, Barley. Took our Shari Rachman from the Goan. I pushed the Terz. Very pushed. We say in Davening every morning. Ali loisov means accusations. Some is done against you. Ali loisov, what he does against us. So the posse there. So they're going. Was this Ali loisov? Was Tute against us? So the man, Rabbi Sham sometimes knows that this person needs a loinish. And if he gets a loinish, it's going to hurt. The Moshe does him a tremendous toiver. He gives him a lot of wealth beforehand, and then he takes it away in order not to hurt him later when the Onish will come. All he's done is taken away when he's given him extra. The whole thing is an excuse to be able to give him an Onish later. He gives him full. Tell a person that if he loses a sakel, he is not allowed to trace it. I know why if I did this. You're wrong. You have to look in Chazal. You've lost your money. Don't come and trace it when Chazal said that's not the reason. There's a reason. There are other reasons as well. Don't use your own mind always. I know why and I don't know why. So we're a bit stuck here. We had a tremendous, terrible story. The message of that story, I'm not sure, but it isn't. The message doesn't tell you that when you daven, they're going to come out. Nishto said the message, because it didn't come out in the end. The message isn't to tell you to panic and not learn. So the message must be somewhere along the line. Either I'll say, I don't know, or I'll pick something out which is practical and say, let's start from this. So Maisa Yodua, everyone, very famous in 1910, what was called the Bayliss Process. Bayliss Process with the Bayliss Trial has repeated itself many times in the Eastern Europe, how the Goyim, when it came Pesach time, a child would go missing, and they would accuse the Eden that taken the blood, whether it's for Abakoises or whether it's for the Matzes, whatever funny reason it is, it would be a terrible, terrible libel against the Eden. One of the very famous ones was next to Kiev. In 1910, a man called Mendel Bayliss was taken and brought to court. You have killed this child because you needed the blood for Pesach. There was very little they could do. Once you got an anti-Semitic judge and the whole court and everything, very little they could do. And one of the things that the prosecutor had against the Yidden was, these Mishumodim, they always know a little bit, a little knowledge is dangerous. He knew the Gemara says, Atem Kiruyim Odom, Ve'ein Achum Kroyon, from the Posik, but the Posik says that the Goy is not Metama, why not? Vashtet Odom Kiyomus Boyer. A Yid is called an Odom, a mensch. Aber a Goy is nicht kein Mensch. A Yid is an Odom, and a Goy is nicht kein Mensch. He says, the judge, look, of course they killed him. Their Bible says, we aren't mentioned at all. We are not an Odom at all. Of course he killed him. That was a terrible libel against the Eden. The Rav of that time of Moshe was called the Rav Yaakov Mazo. Mazo was a Tevis, Mizer Aaron HaKoyen. He was always a Koyen. When he wrote to all the Rabbonim, give me what's to sagen. Ramei Shapiro wrote the Teretz, so bestehen Neu Lesefraim, Rata Weltswort. In Dikduk, in Losh Nakoidesh, there are no synonyms that both mean the same. Every word in Losh Nakoidesh might sound the same, you might translate it the same, but there's a different meaning. So for the word man or men, there's a word either ish or odom. Both of them mean men or man. But there's a difference. Ish is singular, and ish in plural is anoshim. The word ish can be yochid, can be rabbi. Odom, there's no singular noble. There's no odomim and odom here, one and the same. The singular and the plural are all the odom. What's the chilik? So in some instances, you've got yechidim, who can go on their own, and you've got a collective community. Sometimes you can be an ish, and sometimes you can be anoshim. By yidin, we have no single. We are only odom. By yidin, we're all one. The notion of spirit is over there, we're one neshama, we're one goof, we're one ribon shalom, we're all one. Odom, atem, klal yisrael, you can be referred to as Odom, because if a man at the other end of the world gets hurt, then we feel it. And the best proof, he said, we've got a Bayliss case on here now, who's a Yid on trial, and if you go anywhere in Russia, or in Poland, or in Litter, or in England, or in Europe, or in Israel, we're all involved. We're all one. And I'll say in my language, he said that, Doctor, if a Goy will die, round the corner here, you might get his neighbours to come to the funeral, but that's the end of the story. Unless you had a profund, then his business associates comes. Alle Yidens are lembers 120, when it certainly goes up. Someone is a record, whether we do or we don't know him, everyone turns up. So we are Odom, we are not on a Zeus. Atem Kirim Odom, we're not in any way saying that the Goyim aren't mentioned at all. They're not people. Klal Yisrael, Achatzivo Achas, the old one. This has been proven again and again, and perhaps this week was the same thing. Three boys, we never heard of them, we don't know the parents, Kennedy-nished. But all of a sudden, we've all got a feeling for them. Why have we got a feeling? Well, the Torah Zok, that's Klal Yisrael, have got a tief and a kuda inside us, where we know we're margish one for the other. We have to get our causes and our effects in the right way. Zok de Briskerov, and now we come to the point. Yoina Hanovi, at the time, was running away from Rabbeinu Shloim, and he was in this rocking boat, Sfina Motorefes, steht in Pirkei Rablezer. On that boat were all 70 Lashonis with all the Avodah Zorahs in the world. Every single Avodah Zorah from all the 70 Lashonis were happened to be traveling on that boat. And when the boat started rocking, each one took out their Avodah Zorah and started praying to the Avodah Zorah. And then they asked Yoina Hanovi, who was sleeping downstairs, why is the boat rocking? He said, Mishali. Prayed the Briskerov, if I would be there, I'd have no hesitation. Why is this boat rocking? All the Avodah Zorahs in one place, it's enough excuse to rock the boat. Punkt. You have to point to me. So the Chazal are telling us, there might be a thousand reasons. Don't look somewhere else. If something happens, don't come and say, I know why it happened. True, we want to talk about the government in Eretz Yisrael. I need a separate session for that. I'm not telling that to Dudi because he'll pester me. But the government that you saw nowadays, what they do to Bnei Torah is something terrible. So everyone's saying the government deserve it, look how they're behaving, they're shepherding Bnei Torah. All might be true. They're not, I don't think Rabbi Shem sent all this, that we should sit here and see the government. We're seeing it all week. If Rabbi Shem sends something and we all feel it, he means us. Every single one here, that we ourselves should come along and trace whatever happens, how is it relevant to me? And if all of a sudden we can arouse ourselves a feeling for someone who's at the other 1,000 or 2,000 miles away, then the message is, Tyre Eden, why always kriech all the way? We've got Eden round our corner, good friends of ours or not good friends of ours, who either I need, who aren't well, who need a visit, who need a smile. They make a chasna, they want you to come along and say mazel tov. They want you to join in their simple samla. We've got 100 things. The message is, sometimes a shidduch doesn't work and we get excited. Why didn't it work? Tyre Eden, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a trace for it. You don't always know why the trace. We're not Efkar. We're not left on our own. Nothing works by itself. Everything is a cheshbon. A business sometimes, this week or last week, I know many people that lost their jobs. All of a sudden the firm closed down. And I know many instances that people have come, lost their job, they came to the day, they came a week later, Baruch Hashem, I lost that job. I've got a much better job now. I'm not promising anything to lose their job, that you're going to get a better one. But I am saying, if a son loses his job, it's not that the promotion wasn't looking, but is looking. This incident should somehow or other give us a chizik. Yes, there's a reason. I don't always know where the Briskerov's at. I tried the going's gone. I didn't understand what it is. But I'm mamin b'emunah shleima that somehow or other it should make me feel a feeling towards my neighbor. Don't let's kich all the way. You've got neighbors, you've got friends, you've got the Sebedrash. If everyone accepts one person who they weren't nice to till now, the message of these Gimel people are much better. The Ebershut and Selfung should be Zoicha, Tamar Toivo, Yolecha, Yankim, Mishkin, Sefer Yisrael.